Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. We have begun the year 2026 like a race to the finish. God is preparing his people to move with his spirit at a fast and furious pace. So without any further delay, get on your mark, get ready, set, go.
You need to put it in your spirit and start talking to God about what he has for you and how he wants to direct you in this season. Because this is a consecration time. I mentioned that last time. We talk about fasting and prayer and hearing from God the specifics so that you know how to maneuver in these days. So then I heard the Lord say, now this was just shortly after that, because I didn't have any idea what I was speaking out of my spirit other than the scripture. And then the Lord responded about, this is a message of acceleration. He said, he's preparing us for rapid kingdom advancement in the first month of 2026.
Here is this week's message.
Last time we talked about fasting, giving our best to God for this new year, 2026. So when I was praying about this message, the Lord spoke something I didn't clearly understand. He said, breaking fast. And I said, okay, are you talking about breaking the fast or is there another interpretation? So I got quiet, got in prayer, and I said, okay, Lord, give me more idea what's going on. And so last week, I spent some time just talking to the Lord. Show me something to give me something better than breaking fast. Because people think of breakfast, like in the morning after you haven't eaten. Same thing, we talk about fasting after having fasted. We're talking about getting and eating after the fast. And then he said something that kind of shook me. He reminded me that all of last year, 2025, he was talking about breaking forth. This was the book he gave me. The lessons I taught all last year came from the book, Break Forth. This was for our exhortation by God to step forward in his projects, his assignments, his kingdom assignments, so that we can fulfill his dominion mandate. So that's what he had given me. And he told me specifically that what was going on, and it's quoted in the book, this is a kingdom military recovery mission for planet Earth, its inhabitants, and all of its possessions. Now, each of us has a part in that kingdom recovery mission. And so when he was talking about breaking forth, that's what he meant. But then this time he said breaking fast. And when he said breaking fast, and he said acceleration, speed. Now, let me tell you, I can tell you just for myself personally, since about the 19th of December, the Lord has been speaking something to me every couple of days, a promise he promised to me. And now he's telling me to take hold of it. I mentioned last time that we're in a watershed moment, which means what God is doing is going to be so drastic. Now, for those who are prepared, it will be drastic, that it's going to change your life forever. It's going to change how you're viewed by your family. It's going to change how you view yourself from here on out. So hear me clearly. When God says breaking fast, he means you're coming out of the starting gate fast and furious. So just know that that's what he's saying. But this is a message only for those who are prepared. How prepared? Meaning you've heard the word of God for your assignment. You know how you're supposed to break forth, or maybe you have an inkling of how to break forth. You have the vision. You wrote it down. You made it plain. Now there's still time. If you haven't done any of this, there is still time. Because when he says breaking fast, yeah, you're going to have some coming out of the starting gate first, but there's going to, race is going to be going on. So you can always join in if you have a heart to do so. So he talked about the watershed moment. And what's interesting, because how this happened, once he mentioned the watershed moment, I remember I was in the kitchen, I was fixing a cup of coffee. And I quote, when the Lord tells me to receive something, when the Lord tells me something, I'll just find myself just repeating it and just repeating it. Thank you, Lord, I received that. Thank you, Lord, I received that. So I'm mixing up, stirring up coffee, and I'm saying, Lord, I received my watershed moment. Okay. But what I wasn't prepared for is when I said those, when I intentionally said those words, my spirit answered. And here's what my spirit said. Now, this is amazing. Out of my mouth, my spirit said, Lord, I received the former and the latter rain. And I paused because I'm like, I'm quoting scriptures on the inside. And then it said, in the first month. Now, I had not thought about that scripture. I had not meditated on that scripture. All I meditated on was what God said, which was the watershed moment. But what my spirit responded after days was telling him, I thank you, finally, my spirit responded and said, Lord, I received the former and the latter rain. And I paused because I'm like, well, wait a minute. My insight's quoting scripture. My spirit is quoting scripture. And it said clearly in the first month. Beloved, we are in the first month of 2026. And God has put this so heavily on me that he's getting ready to do something huge beginning in this month. And it's going to be a watershed moment. I mean, from here on out, it's going to be a total different atmosphere, a total different thing you've never seen before. So I went out and pulled up that scripture that I was quoting. And that's actually from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23. But I'm going to start up a little bit further because this whole chapter 2 is powerful prophetic for our time. But I'm going to start verse 21, where it says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." And that's what we're expecting in this year, great things. Verse 22, and this again is Joel chapter 2, verse 22. "Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength." Then verse 23 says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion," meaning people of God, "and rejoice in your Lord God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain," hallelujah, "the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." And 24, I'm going to keep reading here. "And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel," or my people, meaning the church, "and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed." Now, that's the word that my spirit was connecting to when the Lord talked about this being a watershed moment, even for my life. But I'm representing not only for me, but for my family and for the body of Christ, because this is a prophetic word, not just for Paula, but for the entire body of Christ, that we are in a watershed moment where the Lord is talking restoration. He's talking plenty. He's talking all the things that I just read to you in Joel chapter 2. And this is the time. And when he says breaking fast, he's not planning on delaying this thing. He wants it to happen quickly in the first month, which is January, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, this is heavy on me. I mean, I'm feeling it in my spirit that this is something to put in prayer. This is something to study this word. You need to put it in your spirit and start talking to God about what he has for you and how he wants to direct you in this season. Because this is a consecration time. We mentioned that last time. We talk about fasting and praying and hearing from God the specifics so that you know how to maneuver in these days. So then I heard the Lord say, now this is just shortly after that, because I didn't have any idea what I was speaking out of my spirit other than the scripture. And then the Lord responded about, this is a message of acceleration. He said, he's preparing us for rapid kingdom advancement in the first month of 2026. And that's what the Lord said. Now, I was going to mention to all of you, you'll see the notice on the bottom of your screen. We are meeting, the Apostolic Prayer Force is meeting tomorrow, Monday, January 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I sent this message out to them. I will go in more detail on Monday about what is required of those of us who are prepared. But today I'm just giving an overview. So if any of you are still interested in knowing more details about what God has given me for this hour, I will be going into more of my personal travels and the journey through this too as well. You can go on our website, that's epicvisionarypartners.org, and you can get on there and register. Now, we are taking registrations through Eventbrite. You can get on there. And in fact, we do have we do. We do have a QR code that's there. You can also scan a QR code and get on the site, and it directs right to Eventbrite where you can register. But I just want to mention that because, as I said before, this is a fully packed message that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get through. But at least if I can just drop the seeds in your spirit of knowing the times and season that we're in, that you can take it from there, take it to prayer. And we will be meeting tomorrow praying into this and speaking the further instructions the Lord has given me to direct people in this for the overall body of Christ. Now, yesterday, this thing is heating up. It's like every day I'm getting a bigger and bigger message. The Lord said to me, get ready to increase in rapid succession. Now, the first thing I'm thinking of here, when he says rapid succession, there is a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. I'm going to read it. And that's also Amos 9:13. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Woo. I'm sorry, people. If I wasn't sitting in this chair, I'd be running around the room right now. Just the excitement that God is doing this. Okay, here is Amos 9:13. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman should overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste places, hallelujah, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof, a fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord thy God. Okay, that's a promise. Again, that's a promise of restoration and plenty. It's talking about not just having needs met, but having more than enough. And I think that one of the reasons the Lord is doing this is because I truly believe the enemy has a way or has a plot to come against the people in the world in this season. And God is preparing us and saying, no. No matter what the enemy says, I'm telling you there's going to be plenty. I'm planting my people. So what the Lord often does, he gives us a strong word to hold on to so that when warfare hits, when the enemy comes in with a lie, we'll know how to stand and take our position so that we can receive what God says. So he says to prepare, get ready for to increase in rapid succession. Now, my favorite version of this scripture is Amos 9:13, and this is in the message version, okay? It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Okay, that's what he says means when he says rapid succession. Everything happening so fast. Now, what's amazing is this. Years ago, when I asked the Lord, I had so many promises. And he showed me them happening all at once to the point where it was like one vision after another. I went like this. And he says, just like that, that's how it's going to happen. One day you will have nothing. The next day you'll have everything all at once.
Beloved, you've heard the message. The question remains, what are you going to do about it? I mentioned the Apostolic Prayer Force meeting we had earlier this week, where we went into more detail about how to prepare. Our next meeting is scheduled for February 9th, which is a Monday, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can learn more at our ministry and partnership website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Stay tuned because I sense in my spirit that God has more to say about increasing in rapid succession in 2026. If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. And if you'd like to partner with us, you can do so at our ministry website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.